It's just wasted space, taking up space, and I could have had something there growing, producing, bringing blessing to me and others, but I let it be there just void. It's just taking up space. So what's going on in your life today? And every time it comes up, you're frustrated with it. You're upset with it. You're crying over it. Why don't you speak it in and say, that's it. That's what Jesus told that tree. No man will eat fruit from you from this day forth. You didn't produce anything for me and nobody else. And you're not going to sit there and take up that ground looking pretty and got nothing on you that'll help nobody. Your end has come. So what things are going on in your life and you done wasted all these years with it? Toy with it through the night, whining in your ear, upsetting your rest, and you trying to be impressed to do something good when you're in the presence of somebody else, but it's still bothering you. When are you going to wake up and say, that's the end of you? Can I bring you another scenario? That'd be okay. This woman, you can go there, fifth chapter of Mark. This woman with the issue of blood had something going on in her life was destroying her rest, taking her peace. Hello? Anybody here? She even went to the doctors and spent all her money only to get what? No results. Still of the thing, the more they doctored on her and the more money she spent, the worse she was. Right? And she wasted all those years, 12 years this went on in her life. How many years? 12 years. But she heard something. Y'all in the house? Are you going to keep on listening to all that junk out there in the world? Or are you going to do like this woman? She had something. And the Bible says, when she heard of Jesus, when she heard of Jesus, she said something. She said something. She just didn't sit there and cry. She said something. I done seen people's families in my lifetime go through stuff. I've seen people just get messed up over this. I'm like the woman leaves your blood. I start saying something. Hallelujah. She said something. Here's what she said. She said, if I may touch but his clothes. Can y'all follow me in this? Yeah. if I might make touch what? Said, didn't say a thing about touching him. If I could just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. She didn't say a thing in the world. I want to get Jesus' attention. Jesus, I'm going through this problem. She didn't even say that. She just said, if I could touch his clothes, and don't you know she can touch his clothes and he not know that she touched his clothes. Right. No feelings in clothes. And she did. Didn't she do it? And she touched his clothes. And Jesus immediately said, somebody touch me. What was going on? See, there's a difference in saying by faith and then repeating like a parrot. A parrot just go around and repeat what he heard somebody else say. Probably want a cracker. Because he heard somebody say, I want a cracker. Holly want a cracker. But you watch this. Here's Jesus. And when she touched him, the disciples said, how can you say that? Somebody touch you. How can you single that out? Somebody touch you, and all these people are thorning you, pressing on you, all around you, bumping up against you. How can you say that? Jesus said, the reason I can say that, because somebody had made a demand on my ability to do something for them. And so Jesus looked around. He looked around. And the woman saw that she couldn't be healed. She came trembling, fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And when she got through speaking, Jesus said, daughter, your faith has stopped the issue of blood. Your faith has stopped the end of your 12 years of suffering. Your faith has given you what you desire. You've been suffering with it for 12 years, but your faith has stopped it today. What are you going to do today about your issue? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, the same thing about blind Bartimaeus. Didn't he? And the text says, Mark 10:46, and they came to Jericho, and as they went out of Jericho with the disciples and a great number of people, there was a lot, lots of people were following Jesus.